Hi, Papa. Katie Starling here. Here's the custom you ordered, and I hope everything goes great and I don't get interrupted, of course. I cannot wait to do this for you, and I think we're gonna have a lot of fun here. So, I'm gonna do the best I can with what I have. Took me a while to sum all of it up and really make sure I got everything in here you wanted, but I really hope it works out well. So, let's get started, shall we? Hi, sweetie. How was your day at school? You look kind of shy and bothered. And I tell you, well, aren't you excited? I mean, you know what today is, right? You tell me, you know, it's your birthday. And I'm like, yeah, it is your birthday. It is your birthday. And, well, if you just walk right in here into the kitchen. And you hear a big surprise. Look, all your friends are here. I invited all of them from school. I invited your favorite teacher, Sophia. She's here to watch. You know, we're gonna have a lovely time. And I have something really special planned for you, all right, sweetie? You nod your head and real happy to start greeting all your friends. And I go ahead and I say, sweetie, your presents are upstairs along with your cake. And you look a little confused. I'm like, yeah, they're upstairs in your bedroom. Come on, why don't you go ahead on up there and we'll all follow you. So you go upstairs into the room, and you open the door. And there is a piece of cake sitting right there with a lone candle in it. And some presents out on the floor. I tell you to sit down, and me and all 10 of your friends gather in the room, along with Sophia, your favorite teacher. And I tell you to go ahead, blow the candle, and make a wish. We all sing happy birthday and you look happy as a clam. And then you open your first present. And it's a big, long piece of rope. And you ask me, Mommy, what kind of present is this? I go, it's a birthday present. Everybody needs rope for stuff, don't they? I guess so. I go, well, it's your 12th birthday, you're becoming a man. I wanted to get you a more manly present. And then all of a sudden, I look at Sophia and I have her grab you. And I grab the other side of you. But you struggle a lot. As I grab the rope, I start tying you up to the bed. I can see you looking real afraid, asking me what's going on. And I tell you, well, you know, this has all just been kind of an act. I actually really don't like you. You are the worst son I could have ever had. And yeah, your friends have also been putting on an act too. I mean, I set all of this up for you. I've been spending a long time planning this. I want you out of my life for good. 'Cause you're a shitty son. And I don't think you deserve to be here anymore. You don't appreciate all the things I've given to you at all. You don't appreciate the fact I've given you life. And I've given you life so I could fucking take it away. You are fucked. You start struggling and crying. And I go ahead and I whistle your friends on over. They come in, they go, what's wrong, pussy? What, you can't fucking handle this? And they're all laughing, they're very amused watching you suffer, watching you cry, watching those little tears run down your little 12-year-old face. I start stripping you naked. all your friends start helping me, just ripping your fucking clothes off piece by piece by piece. I hand the rope over to Sophia as she's going ahead and getting the bed ready to tie you up to it. You're still struggling way too much. I think me and your little friends need to show you something, you know, tell you what to do here. Yeah? You're crying and screaming, no, no, not you, mommy, not you. I tell you to shut the fuck up. And your friends start punching you and beating you and kicking you. A couple of them start kicking. Another couple of them start punching you in the face until your nose starts bleeding and your lip is fat. You got little bruises all over your legs, laying there naked and beaten into submission. I tell you, now be a good boy and I might be able to make this a little more painless for you. Did you know that mommy's a whore? Stop fucking crying. You knew this was coming. You knew this was fucking... I don't know why you're so confused and so sad. Like, get the fuck over it. You're fucked. Oh, look at... Oh my god, they are laughing so hard at you. You've really gotta... You know, this is why you're getting this, because you're a fucking pussy. Look, they're even calling you a pussy. Because you are a pussy. Like, you don't... Well, you know, I'll show you what a pussy is really supposed to fucking do, okay? Can't believe you haven't even lost your virginity yet. What kind of fucking son are you? I have Sophia get you all the way tied up to the bed as I help her. She gets your arms. I got your feet. And then I climb up on top of you. As you start screaming and begging, no, no, mommy, no. And I go, oh, I'm not going to do anything to you specifically. And I go ahead and I motion over for a couple of your friends. Come up with their little hard cocks outside of their pants, just ready in their hands to come fuck your mom on top of you. I go ahead and I spread my little ass cheeks open. As I go ahead and guide one of your friends inside of me. Your next friend, I have him come up beside me. Little Adam. And put his little 13-year-old cock in my mouth. And I tell you how good your fucking friend tastes. Because he tastes so good. Good. I love his little cock being in my mouth. Look how much of a fucking whore I am. Yeah, that's right. Mommy's a fucking whore. Maybe if you were a better son, you'd know what a blowjob feels like before you die. But you're not. And all your friends are gonna fuck me while I'm on top of you. And you're gonna like it. Yeah. Oh, honey. His cock feels so good inside of mama's pussy. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and have a taste, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Do you like me getting fucked while I'm on top of you? All your little friends here to see your mom get fucked? Like I said, you're no good anyways as a fucking son. I go ahead and light my cigarette right on top of you. And I look you in the face. And I blow a big fucking drag. Because I know you don't like it when I smoke. But your friends sure seem to think it's hot, don't they? They're all pointing and laughing at you, saying to you, your mom's a whore. And you're just a little piece of annoying shit. And that they never liked you anyways. Yeah, because none of them ever fucking liked you. Even your teacher is pointing and laughing with them, encouraging them to make fun of you. Happy 12th fucking birthday, huh? Little 12-year-old piece of annoying shit. Why'd I even have you? Like, oh my, you have the tiniest dick, too. I mean, and there's just, I don't know what's wrong with you, but you are just a very pathetic excuse for a son. Very pathetic excuse for a son. I go ahead and I give you a big old smack across the face. And I ask you, how does that fucking feel, you little piece of shit? Oh my god, I love how much you're crying right now. It's like music to my fucking ears. I love listening to all your friends laughing at you, calling you a chicken, a pussy, a little boy. Yeah. You don't even act like you're 12. You act like you're like 8. Like, you've always been a little bit behind. A little bit fucking retarded. Yeah, you know, they were just about to put you in special classes. You should be happy I'm going to be putting you out of your fucking misery. That me and all your little friends are going to be putting you out of your fucking misery. Oh, God, his dick feels so good in me and his little boy, come. Yeah, your little friend is coming in me right now. Do you feel it? Do you feel it dripping out of mommy's cunt all over you? All over that little cock and all over your belly? Your thighs? I spit on you, on your face, and I rub it into your cheek, and I say, yeah, just like that. Just like how I used to wipe the food off your fucking cheek. I don't even know why I spent my time taking care of you at all. It was not worth it. Maybe it was for this. I mean, I have been fantasizing about this for a long time. And I really, really fucking hate you. I hate you so fucking much. Oh my god, I love how much you're crying. Here, come here. Come here. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I want to have a little Adam right here, whose little cock I just got done sucking real good. Slap you across the face with it a little bit, huh? Yeah, just like that. Yeah, you slap him just like that with your little boy cock. Ah, I love seeing Adam's 13-year-old cock smacking you in the face. Billy, why don't you come over here too? Little 10-year-old Billy is gonna start smacking the face of his cock too. Yeah, I even invited a couple of your neighbor friends too. I know you've been playing with little Billy for years. You like his little cock on your face? Another one of your friends just stuck one of their cocks inside my mommy butt. Oh, I love my mommy bottom being just stuffed with little boy cocks. Oh, they feel so fucking good. Looks like your teacher's even getting in on the fun. She's got some little boy cock in her, too. Look at that. Oh, my God. Oh, well, it looks like he came pretty quick. Oh, that cum just dripping out of my ass onto you. One of the boys spits on you, then another one does, and another one does, and you are just getting covered in cum and spit as much as they can muster out of their little bodies. I go ahead and move my fucking used up mommy cunt to your face, dripping with cum, and I make you lick it up out of my cunt. Clean me up, sweetie. I want you to clean all their cum off my little cunt. My mommy cunt. Yeah, you clean up mama's pussy, won't you? No, don't fucking close your mouth. One of the boys comes over and just punches you right in the fucking face again. What did I tell you about closing your mouth? Yeah, that's right. You cry. You cry while you taste that cum. That's like three of your friends right there. Yep. All their cum just dripping out of my fucking cunt. Drink it up. Drink it up like a good little boy. Like the way you used to drink all my milk and suck me dry when you were a baby. Yeah, I drink all their fucking cum out of my fucking pussy. Yeah, you drink it good too. I want to hear you fucking swallowing. Better not just be holding that shit in your mouth. I go ahead and take my cigarette and I start to burn you on little parts of your body. First, I get your shoulder, then your hand. And then I just put it out right on your chest. I can feel you squirming underneath me as one of your little friends comes over, gets on the bed, and starts kicking your legs. Telling you to stop doing that because it's annoying him. Stop doing that. Yeah, stop fucking doing that. Stop struggling. You're not gonna get out of this. You know what? I don't know. You know what? Yeah. You're not getting out of this. Because you're gonna fucking die tonight. And all your little friends are gonna be here watching. And then I go ahead and I call the teacher over and I tell her to go ahead and put her cunt on your face too. And I want you to eat the cum out of her pussy too. Oh yeah, 'cause all those little boys came inside of her. She's so full of cum right now. She decides to rub it all across your chest into that little burn hole I just made. And then she makes you drink as much of it as possible out of her fucking pussy. You taste all your little friends' cum? It's fucking delicious, huh? Because this is the last meal you're ever gonna have. You might as well try to enjoy it a little bit. Yeah, I am gonna. We are gonna kill you tonight. Like I don't think you realize that you're not making it out of this alive. You're gonna die tonight. Okay, you're gonna die. You're gonna die tonight. Oh my God, they're laughing and pointing at your dick too. You are so pathetic. So scared. So confused. Why would I do this? I'm doing this because I hate you. Because I hate you that much. And I don't want to be your mother anymore. And if I brought you in this world, I can take you the fuck out of this world. So come on, sweetie. Come on. Be fucking miserable. Yeah, let me fuck. Oh, God, let me just fucking kill you already. Are you begging for it now? Are you finally begging for death? Oh, I can't fucking wait. After watching all your little friends fuck me, getting fucked with every time you look away, you were forced. I bet you can't wait for sweet, sweet death to take over you right now. Those little tears. I'm gonna miss watching you suffer. I am going to fucking miss it. This will be the best day of my life because I'm recording this too. I'm gonna save this memory forever and ever. All right, boys. Well, here is the last thing. The last thing we're gonna do. I take my old mommy cunt. I rub it all over you. And then I put it right on your face. But then I realize, maybe I shouldn't be suffocating you with my cunt. I mean, I think that's a pretty embarrassing way to go, but I go ahead and have Sophia come over and help me. I untie you just enough to flip you over on all fours, put you back onto the bed, and I put your face facing a pillow. And I hold you in it, and I watch you twitch and squirm as I'm suffocating you with your favorite pillow, the one you've been sleeping on your entire life. Covered in cum and spit from all these little boys. And as I'm suffocating you, I have the boys come over and start beating you and fucking beating you. And then one of them takes a knife and starts to stab you everywhere. I let you come up for air for a second. And I put your face back into the pillow. Because I want you to hear them cutting through your skin. I want you to hear the blood fucking spraying all over the walls. Yes. Aw, this is so fucking embarrassing and humiliating, isn't it? Knowing your own friends are beating you and fucking stabbing you to death. Finally, one decides that he would just take the knife and go all the way down your back, and I see you kind of arch it as he's doing it. I go ahead and put my phone in front of you, and I have you watch me getting fucked as the final thing you see, me getting fucked while I'm on top of you by all your friends and getting spit and came on. Look at all that cum dripping off your body that was in your ear. Just remember that mommy has always hated you this much. Draw your last breath and go limp as all the boys are sitting there playing with your insides, grabbing out your heart and stuff and playing with it and stomping on it, laughing at you. I tell them, okay, boys, that's enough. I'll go ahead and clean this up now. Thank you for helping me dispose of this worthless son I had. Alright. I hope you enjoyed it. And have a lovely night. Bye-bye.